Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm your host, Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm now the mom of four young adults, including one active duty son. I also wrote the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. Through my experiences, I came to believe that we're only stronger together. Whatever life is throwing your way as a military spouse, let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to episode 61 of the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. This is your friend Jen, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're a first-time listener or you've been with me from the beginning, I hope things are going great for you wherever in the world you are. Just a reminder, please subscribe and share the show and leave a 5-star review. That's one of the most helpful things you can do to get the podcast in front of other listeners and help it rank in iTunes. So I really appreciate the comments and reviews that you guys leave. I'm going to share one. This is from B. Smeet on Apple Podcasts. They say, this podcast made me feel confident to be a mill spouse. I am not one yet, but I feel ready to be one day. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to leave a review. I know it's not always the easiest thing, just depending on whatever app you're using, but I always read them and I appreciate it so much. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram at Mill Spouse Matters with any questions or comments. I would love to hear what topics you guys are looking for. Just a note, as far as guests go, I have been kind of inundated with requests to come on the podcast lately. I'm not sure why, but I am only doing about 2 podcast episodes a month. And so I'm pretty much full through the summer. If you know of somebody or you think you have an incredible story to share, reach out to me and we'll see if we can get you on the calendar. Otherwise, I would just hold off until summer and I will probably put something out on social media to let you guys know that I am looking for guests. So I'm really excited about today's topic. We are going to be talking about tips for new military spouses, and I'll be sharing some of my own experiences and tips. And then I have a lot of help from listeners and friends who gave their input. So if you are a new military spouse or you know one, I think you'll really, really enjoy this episode. And even if you're not brand new, it might be a good reminder for back when you were new, just to remember what they're going through and how to reach out and be helpful. So before we get to that, I wanted to share some of my favorite things for this week. I did one a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's really fun to just kind of let you know some resources you may not know about or just need to be reminded of. So one organization that I love is Blue Star Families, and you can listen to episode 46 where I talk to Jessica Strong from Blue Star Families, and she gives a lot of details about their military family lifestyle survey that they do. And Blue Star Families supports military families all over the world. It was founded by military spouses in 2009 to empower military families to thrive as they serve. And they do groundbreaking research. And like I mentioned, their annual military family lifestyle survey to raise the nation's awareness and help drive change in laws. They are just super, super active and they are out there advocating for us. So go check them out. They have lots of stats. They're research driven. They are just doing a great work for military families, and they have chapters all over the country. So you might even be able to get involved. The next thing I want to share that I love is called MySECO, M-Y-S-E-C-O, Spouse Career and Education Opportunities. And that is actually put out there by the Department of Defense. And they provide education and career guidance to military spouses worldwide, comprehensive resources and tools for all stages of your career progression. I get a lot of questions about continuing education, about going back to school, finishing college, career help. And the military, the DOD has put together this great resource. And if we don't use it, we'll lose it like anything. And I will link to all of these things in the show notes as always. So it's at Military One Source. It's myseco.militaryonesource.mil. Take a look at what all they have. They have tools like creating an individual career plan, researching occupations, you can do a search for scholarships, find a school, build your resume, and they even have job searches. Oh, and another thing they have is career coaches. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go take a look at that because it's an incredible resource. They've put a lot of work into it. When my husband was active duty, I was able to meet some of the people behind this, and they are just here to help military spouses. So again, we need to use it. And the third thing I want to point out to you of things that I love this week is Military by Owner. Probably if you followed me at all or read anything I've written, you know that I have actually worked for Military by Owner since 2014 as their content editor. I love working with and for them, and they are a leading real estate advertising website to help military families find, sell, and rent their homes near military installations all across the U.S. They were founded by a U.S. Marine Corps couple, Sharon and Dave Gran, and they totally understand the needs of a relocating military family. Sharon and Dave run the company along with two of their sons, along with a team of people that consists of military spouses, friends, and family. So they not only help with advertising, help you find a home. You can search for a home, and either homeowners, landlords, even real estate agents can advertise their homes for sale or rent there. And then the other thing that I'm really proud of, because I've helped work on this, is the content that they have. They have resource articles for home buying, home decorating, maintenance, financing, selling, relocation, property management. If you're a military landlord, we just put out a big resource for that. We have a blog that we have regular posts on for, again, all of those topics, plus military bases, things to do near military bases. We've also put out a lot of ebooks, and some of them you may really be interested in depending on where you're headed. We have military family guides for different locations all around the country. So at last count, I think we have about 15 of them, including San Diego, Hampton Roads, Fort Hood, MacDill Air Force Base. And then we have other ebooks about PCSing, renting, looking for a home, figuring out your finances. Anyway, it is just a treasure trove of tons and tons of information that is free, because they truly, as a military family themselves, want to support other military families and have tried to make it as easy as possible to do so. So those are the three things I love this week: Blue Star Families, Military by Owner, and MySeco. Next month is the month of the military child, so we'll be doing some special things for our military kids, including I'm going to do an episode all about resources for our military kids. In May, it's the month of the Military Spouse Appreciation Day. So we will be talking about some career resources and just some support for you in your life as a military spouse. So here we go with tips for new military spouses. I did want to just kind of say, as I was researching what I would talk about for this, there's so much information, and it's kind of hard to distill down to just a few quote tips of what I would say. And it really was born from thinking about what would be the few pieces of advice to a new military spouse. What would I say? So a couple of disclaimers. I don't know about everything about every branch, obviously. My husband was in for 31 years in the Air Force. I met him at his first duty station way back in the 80s. We dated for a couple of years and then got married. And so I was really along with him for the ride from the beginning. There weren't the resources, obviously, back then that there are now. So I have written a ton over the years, tons and tons of content about my experiences and about advice. So I'm going to share some of that as well as part of my book. And I don't want this to sound like a big commercial for me, but I have put a lot of work into trying to provide you resources. So I will share some links to that writing and episodes, or you can just go to my site, jen-mcdonald.com, and search for whatever topic you're looking for. I have it divided. There's also topics you can look at, like military spouse life and military family and military marriage. And like I said, my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, was really born from what I wish someone had said to me and what I've learned. I also have quite a lot of writing on militaryspouse.com. You can just go to militaryspouse.com, author J. McDonald, to find quite a lot of writing from the past, oh gosh, probably about a decade. And as well with this podcast, there's 60 episodes of content for you to go back and look at. I really hope that some of it will be helpful to you, because I've had some amazing guests who've shared their hearts and their advice and tips. And as always, it's just, you know, like with anything in life, if you hear something that rings true, use it. If it doesn't, leave it. Take what you can use, leave what doesn't work for you. That's the way it goes. So I hope that some of this will be helpful to you. So I did want to talk about a couple of common questions before I get into my tips. I get a lot of notes, like I said, and comments, and I just thought, you know what, let me just kind of address these up front. One of them, and something I've always tried to do, even in, I do have a Facebook group, there's a Christian Military Spouses Facebook group, and I'll often see there and in other places, people will start off, and they mean well, a post with, hey, ladies, blah, blah, blah. And I cringe every time because I feel like I was having this conversation 10 years ago. Military spouses aren't all women. And we want to make this an inclusive place. We want to make sure that everybody feels welcome. So it's an honest mistake because I think it's like 90% are female, but let's make sure we don't do that. So that's kind of my little pro tip, especially if you're involved in a spouses group. Let's just watch our language and make sure that we're making it so that everybody feels welcome. This is another topic that I almost didn't talk about, but I've been asked about it a couple of times. And it's been specifically, you know, what advice would you give an officer spouses versus enlisted, or what about those issues? And this is going to kind of be my answer to that. We're all civilians. We are not the military member. We are not their rank. They have rules and regulations that apply to them. You can be friends with whoever you want to be friends with. And I really mean that. Obviously, my husband was in a very long time and ended up in a leadership position. And there are some, I don't even want to say obligations because it really is your choice. There are some opportunities to serve the military community that come along with that. And that's what you should view it as. If your spouse is, quote, higher ranking or in some sort of position of leadership, that is an opportunity to serve. It is not an opportunity to put yourself forward, to wear their rank, or to do any of those things that all of us kind of just cringe at. So I would just encourage you, if you're feeling a sense of entitlement, or I don't even know how to say this, just be a nice person. It's not about you. It wasn't about me. And I just think if you are honest and genuine, people will see that. You know, at the end of the day, I've written about this before and I found this quote. It's from an article I wrote called From a Note to My Younger Self. And it says, recognize true friendship when you see it. Some of your best friends will have lives with no resemblance to yours. That's how you grow. And frankly, it would be somewhat redundant if your friends were exactly like you. They will be older and younger than you and have different beliefs, but you'll be blessed to know them. Stay open. You will learn quickly that rank and jobs have nothing to do with true friendship. The ones who bring you chocolate and hold your hand during deployments, drive you to the ER when you're hacking up a lung from pneumonia, watch your other little ones while you're at the hospital delivering a baby prematurely, possibly alone, walk with you through the dark days following a miscarriage, cry and cling to you when you move away, those friendships will prove to be absolutely priceless. Whatever we're going through, we're all spouses. We're just spouses. And so much of what we share is common, and we need to be there to be a support for each other and not worry about rank and position, because it just really, truly doesn't matter. So that's what I have to say about that. I also get a lot of questions about how will I get through fill in the blank, all sorts of different types of scenarios. And again, you know, depending on your service branch or what your spouse's job is, I don't know that I have an answer for you. So I would just really encourage you to seek out community where you live. I know it can be hard sometimes to connect with other people or feel like, you know, it can be drama or gossip, but give people a chance. And we're going to talk about that some more in just a minute. So I was talking to my husband about this episode and I said, what would you say, you know, with the perspective of he's retired. Gosh, he's retired 4 years ago now. It's hard to believe. And, you know, and our oldest son is in the military. I know that I've mentioned this before, but if this is your first time listening, you may not know that. You know, I said, what would you consider? You've seen all different kinds of family situations. What would you say? And he said, buckle up and get ready for the ride of your life. And we both say, this life isn't for everybody. It is difficult. And so, you know, I think some people try to whitewash that sometimes and just be like, oh, if you just do this thing, it won't be hard. Well, if you're in it for the long haul, you are going to hit challenges. And so I just want to acknowledge that up front. It is difficult and it's not for everybody, but it's also amazing. So let's just jump right into my tips for new military spouses, and then I will read to you some of the comments and advice that I got from other people. So here's my first one. It is enjoy the journey and embrace positivity. It can be hard to stay positive if you're in a location you don't like, if you're facing a lot of separations from your spouse. It's not easy. And I know that I spoke about this in my book, and also on episode 30, I talked about when you feel alone. And it is one of the biggest themes of my military spouse life was a lack of control, because just when I would get settled in and figure everything out, something would change always. So I'd either move, or my husband would deploy, or we'd have some challenge with the kids. It can be frustrating, but also recognizing it as a time of growth. I hope that you'll take a look at episode 53. I loved my talk with Bryce Langley. So he and his wife, Tracy, had been married nearly a decade when she decided to go into the Navy. He had come from an Army family, and he was what he would call a very reluctant military spouse. So he had seen firsthand the effect that military life can have on families, and he wasn't ready to sign up for that for himself. So he talks about how he came to accept military life and even embrace it. He chose to support her career, as well as connect with other military spouses through their family readiness group. He was completely honest about their journey, and I think if you're struggling, you would really be encouraged by his experiences, because, you know, they were had already been married for some time. He already had a job and a life, and he says they almost didn't make it. It came down to their determination. This is a quote from him, and he says, "One day we'd had a particularly bad fight. My mentor at the time said to me, 'Are you done trying?' And he said, 'I want you to read 1 Corinthians 13, and then I want you to start living it. Because if you want your marriage, you've got to fight for it, and you've got to get over and let God do what he's going to do.' And that began a 4-year process of healing a nearly destroyed marriage." So I would say, along with embracing the positivity and just enjoying the journey, keep your sense of humor. You're going to need it. You need to learn the art of laughing at yourself to get through all those years. You need to embrace the new and don't be afraid of the unknown. One thing I had to learn early on was that different didn't mean bad. You learn a lot about the world and yourself just through the experiences that you're going to have with military life. If you move a lot, you are going to learn so much. And enjoy the small moments. You know, I think I've spoken about this before. When we were stationed in Guam, we were hit by a Category 5 hurricane, basically. It was called a super typhoon there. And so our power was out for 2 weeks. I mean, it was to the point where it's very humid there. The kids thought it was this great adventure because the base opened up the chow hall for families to come and have a meal. They had flown in supplies, and so they were, you know, helping out the families. So our couches were like mushy, I remember, from the humidity because of just the moisture. And I just, you know, you're exhausted. I think we had one in diapers and we're rinsing out diapers like on the Lego table. It was just, you do what you have to do. So I was very much trying to get through it. But the power outage thing, that was getting to me. And so I think 2 weeks in, it finally came back on. And then we were hit by another typhoon within the next week. And so here we went again. And I cried. I was just kind of done with it. And my husband said something along the lines of, he's like, who gets to have 2 typhoons like in a couple of weeks? And I remember just looking at him going, you're insane. Who wants to? But it was a good lesson for me of just like, you know what, this is going to be a great story later. So we always tried to remember that, even though, being realistic, sometimes things just suck, but trying to enjoy the journey and embrace positivity. My next tip would be to connect. Find your community and friendships. On one hand, be careful who you're listening to. Sometimes you can roll into a base, or you can be a brand new shiny military spouse and all you hear is the negativity. Be really careful who you're allowing to input into your life and shape how you feel about military life. Sometimes you need to distance yourself from those people. Also, don't listen to rumors. Don't make up your mind about somebody based on what other people have said. I'll give you this little tip. I learned after some years, and I saw this with my own kids too. Sometimes if you come in as the new person, and I don't want to like make you wary of people, there are people that have already used up all their friendships, and you're like new and fresh and you don't know any better. And so they'll glom onto you. But just be really careful. Be wise. Listen to official sources, not rumors. Every base, every post has something set up for official channels of information. Don't go running off on something you've heard on Facebook that, you know, something is happening with the troops. Be really careful. Find a mentor. That can be tricky, but I think with how connected we all are now online, it's a little bit easier than it used to be. On episode 31, Terry Laurent came on and talked about her 3 decades of military spouse life, about what she did right and what didn't go well, and the importance of taking a leap to form relationships. So she talks about how she found mentors and then became one herself. But this is a quote from her. She said, "I was bold enough to say, hey, do you want to exchange phone numbers? Putting yourself out there can open up a whole world of opportunity. If you just sit at home, it's never going to happen." And don't forget civilian friends. Some of my best friends have been people that had nothing to do with the military, especially the longer we were in, and you kind of start to feel more and more like you're a little bit of a fishbowl. We lived on base for about the last 12 years of my husband's career just because his job required it. So there were places where all of my best friends were actually civilians, and that makes it nice because then you too, you can find out more about the area. If you go back and visit, they're going to still be there. Don't discount your military spouse friends, of course, but also don't close your eyes to making friends with people off base, with locals. So in episode 27, Stacey Taylor talked about military spouse friendships, and she said, "Military life for spouses is a lonely life. It really is, especially if you don't have a true tribe. If I could go back and tell myself something as a new spouse, it would be to bring your walls down a little and let some people in." Bryce Langley, again, he talked about the Military Spouse Advocacy Network. That's an actual organization. And he said, "It's an organization in which older, more seasoned spouses become mentors to those who are new to the game. It includes all military branches, including the reserves and National Guard. You fill out the survey, they pair you with someone, and you do life together. I've made several friends in this network and have received great guidance from them during my time as a mil spouse." And here's a quote from Tara House from episode 29, "How to Make Friends as a Military Spouse." And she says, "You're not for everyone. Don't give up. Not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. But you will find your crew. You will find your people. If you are rejected, just keep trying and don't get too frustrated." So tip number 3 is to take care of yourself. Admit when you need help and ask for it. Find the resources available to you. There is so much support. Start on your installation. Every installation has some sort of family support. They're called different things, varying by service. Just ask your military member. You can take a look at the MySeco, like I mentioned, Military OneSource, tons and tons of information. And again, this is where I would say, like, and here I am as a content creator, be careful what you're reading on blogs, what you're listening to. If it doesn't line up with the official sources, then you need to just let it go, because people can have all kinds of experiences, but it may not have anything to do with what you need or what you're going through. So figure out, what do you need help with? Your schooling, career, your kids, go and find it. There is help out there. Don't be afraid to take time for yourself. And remember, most likely you won't have extended family around to help you pick up the slack. So you will have to learn to pace yourself. And remember that you can't be everything to everyone. It can be really easy to take on so much that you let all the tasks you need to accomplish take over your day. There's a saying my grandmother used to say, and it was, "You're a human being, not a human doing." And I know other people have heard this too, but I didn't understand what that meant until I was a little bit older. I am very task-oriented, so it is a good reminder for me. But pace yourself. Make an effort to be as kind to yourself as you are to other people. So take time to cultivate your faith, if that is what feeds your soul, your friendships. Give yourself permission to relax, read a book, take a walk, soak in the tub. The world will not stop turning if you take a break. And if you have a career or a passion that you're following, make time for that too. I have a blog called Why We Need to Listen to the Stories of Older Military Spouses, because sometimes I feel like I don't want to be that whole, oh, younger ones do this or that. But sometimes I think it can come across like this is the first generation to face fill in the blank, whatever the issue is. It can be easy to dismiss advice from older spouses because they haven't lived exactly what you're living. But there are some things that have not changed. So you know how it is when you first go off on your own or get married or have your first kid or have your teen yell that they hate you and slam the door, and suddenly your parents seem so wise, like you understand they knew some things. So All of that to say, other military spouses, even if it didn't look exactly like what you are going through, have been through a lot of the same things: uprooting, dealing with issues with military kids, going through separations, and with a lot less contact, might I add, with their spouses than what we get to have nowadays. And it's not to say it's not hard, but they've also been there. So seek out some older spouses and just learn from their experiences. My number four tip would be to take care of your marriage. Keeping your marriage healthy is a challenge, and add in military life and it can be even more difficult. We've been married 33 years this summer. We have 4 kids. 3 of them are married. We have 1 granddaughter. And like I've mentioned, our oldest is also in the Air Force. One thing we're often asked is, how do we make it work? Because we went through what most military families go through, which are the upheavals in moving and deployments and a lot of time apart. During the last decade of his career, I think I've mentioned this before, he was gone more than home. He was deployed, a total of 3 years out of our oldest son's 4 years of high school. And if you look at all of that, you go, how on earth can you keep a marriage together? People have done it. We managed to somehow do it. And I will say, don't look to a person to fill needs that only God can fill for you. If I look to a person, my spouse, to fill every need I have, whether you're a person of faith or not, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, because people are fallible and there's nobody that can fill that need for you. And it's a lot of pressure on them. My belief is that only God can fill all my needs. There's only one perfect person, and that's God. So I don't look to another person to be that to me. And that was something I had to grow into, because, you know, you are married for a reason. You love them. You want to be with them. But just release some of the pressure. I've said it before, lower your expectations and raise your appreciation, and you'll start to see some of the challenges turn. And don't compare. Don't compare your partner's strengths and weaknesses to other people. I wrote a blog called Strengthening Your Military Marriage a few years ago and talked about how some tips I have for strengthening your marriage is stopping the negativity, looking for moments every day to build in time with God and my faith. Stop looking at every situation as a problem to be solved. I'm independent by nature, and I need to learn that I can't control everything, and I can't control my husband no matter how much I fuss and nag. And it's kind of exhausting to feel like I'm trying to fix everything. Maybe you've been there. I don't know. And I also learned to find joy in the small things. It's kind of along the lines of the power of positive thinking. Whatever you're focusing on, that is going to be what you start to notice and how you see your day. So I have tons and tons of resources for you. Like I said, I will share these. In fact, I may have to just compile these into some sort of downloadable resource at some point. I was gathering it, and there's so much. I have The Importance of Military Spouse Friendships, How to Make Friends as a Military Spouse, Finding Your Military Spouse Community, Finding a Mentor, Being a Mentor, When You Feel Alone, Finding Supportive Community as a Military Spouse. So I will make sure and share all of that. My last tip is about military kids. And I honestly, as I was thinking about this, there's so much to share about helping your military kids. So I'm not really going to get into that this episode. I will share some resources. I have a big military kids resource on my blog. So if you go to my website, click on military spouses, there's a tab called military spouses, scroll down, hit free resources, and then click military kids. And I have a whole list of resources for military kids, all sorts of things for schooling, helping through a move, parents' deployments, some recommended resources. And I'll be expanding that as well, and then sharing some more about military kids next month. So to recap, my top tips are: enjoy the journey, connect with your community and create some great friendships, take care of yourself, and take care of your marriage. So here are some tips from listeners and friends. And I just want to say thank you so much to everybody that shared from your experience. I think you'll find something here that you can relate to. And I just, again, thank you for taking the time to be vulnerable and share some of your experience. So here are some tips that were shared on Instagram. At CCDM72 says, do not put yourself in the I am just a military spouse box. There is so much support out there to follow your dreams and be a mil spouse. Find your passion and don't lose yourself in the labels. Make use of the unique opportunities that are available wherever you may be. Create friendships that will foster you to be better. At Sloan Love says, don't make up your mind about a duty station or take negative reviews and comments into consideration before making the effort to really jump into that community and area. I hear and see so many military spouses lighting up duty stations to others who announce when they're moving, and it sets such a negative tone. Getting out into your new community, meeting others, hiking, volunteer work, etc. can make all the difference. Totally agree. And she also was on episode 50. She was one of the founders of Military Wild and is definitely living this of creating community and finding support and friendship wherever she's stationed. At Wieza says, be compassionate with yourself. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Find support wherever you can find it, even online. At Mindfully B shares, take all of the military information, wellness, and resiliency classes that are offered at your local post. There are professionals paid to support you and help you thrive in this military life. Amen. At My Hills and Valleys says, it's going to be hard, but we can't forget the commitment we made going into it. Don't allow the really hard, lonely, painful times to override the commitment of your marriage for better or for worse. Put God at the center of your marriage, and at the end of his military career, you will be stronger than ever for holding on and more in love than when you wed. At Jordan A. Mount shared, I would say, always keep something for yourself. I knew there would be a lot of giving and sacrifice when it came to this lifestyle, but one thing I made sure to stick with was keeping something for myself outside of active duty and motherhood. Whether that was a hobby, an unconventional career pursuit, or simply one girl's night a month. Agree. Just build it right in and do it before you think you need it, because if you wait that long, you might be a little burned out. At Ginger B Life says, military life is what you make it. Do what's best for your family and always be patient, flexible, and open-minded. At the Four Naysayers, she says, I've tried to type out advice 1 million times, but there's just so much advice to give because this life is not easy, but there are so many ways to make it amazing. Every move is another lesson learned. Make your house a home. No matter how long you will be there for, you will be happier and more comfortable because of it. And I totally agree. I think I've written about this too. If you've read Little House on the Prairie, and they were living in little cabins and even a mud house, and Ma Ingalls put the little China Shepherdess, like some kind of little figurine. And like once that was set out, they knew they were, quote, home. And we had a couple of items like that, where once that was hung up or set out, everybody kind of breathed a sigh of relief and the kids knew, you know, we were home. And we've lived in, I think, about 20 different houses over the years, but we always made a home wherever we were. Here's some more tips from the Facebook page, my Facebook page and my Facebook group. Danette Miller says, Semper Gumby, always flexible. Planning for anything will need to be made in pencil as decisions constantly change. And get to know people who are not from your neck of the woods or life experiences. People are beautiful. So true. You're going to meet so many different kinds of people, and your life will just be richer because of it. Rebecca Gernert shared, get connected. Definitely let others know you are brand new to the military lifestyle and you'll be adopted before you know it. Other ways to get connected are volunteering for base functions, joining spouses groups or other small groups. Travel. Explore what's around your new home and get off base. Cynthia Marie says, find a way to connect with other military spouses immediately. Find your community because you're going to need it. Find it online. Find it locally. Connect with people. When Tyler was deployed, I went to my community, another military couple, and cried on their porch. Naturally, he was hundreds of miles away when we got the news, and they have been supporting me ever since. You need that support system. And she says, and as you always say, Jen, you are not alone. And she shared episode 34 with me and said that she had listened to it several times. And that episode is called Preparing for Deployment and Reintegration. Thanks for sharing that. Alyssa Brooke Sacco says, it may be all overwhelming in the beginning, but it does get better. Pray consistently and reflect on all of the growth you've had individually and together. My husband and I are still only in the training phase, and I feel we've already learned so many valuable life lessons, which have enhanced our already strong foundation even further and brought us even closer together, despite how many miles we are physically apart. Tanya Menui says, learn to trust God with the process and the locations and the moves and all the things early. I pitched many a fit until I surrendered to the fact that God was bigger than the Air Force and where we were sent was ultimately in his hands. Learn to embrace where you're sent and take advantage of what that place has to offer. There are hidden gems, people, places, adventures to be found in every location. Misty Dawn Melcher says, deployments suck. Everything goes wrong when they're gone and they can't do anything for you. Let them know what's been happening at home, but only after you've handled it. You don't want them focused on you. Being a military spouse is the greatest thing we ever get to do. We get to love and support a real hero every day. Remember that you never know fully where their mind is and what they are going through. Dasha Garepi says, on the marriage front, don't nag about the amount of time he or she is away. He feels bad about it too, and there's nothing they can do to change it. Don't complain about all the things they're missing. They know how important they are, but the job will almost always take precedence. Accept and embrace that this is your normal, and find ways to make things special when they're home. It might mean celebrating Christmas in February. Be flexible and don't ever expect your life to mirror that of your non-military friends. Channel your frustration into creativity. Agree. And that kind of goes back to the whole don't compare, especially if you're on social media and you're comparing with people that you used to know. You have to just be really careful about that. Rachel Teal says, don't seclude yourself. Connect with people. People want to talk to you. They also understand or know someone who does. There's a never-ending amount of resources for almost everything and anything you need or want. Take advantage of events and things happening locally. Invest in your marriage. She put that in all caps. This may need some creativity and communication. Araceli Jimenez says, find a community that will invest in your marriage. I wish we had done that from the start, but we found it at our last duty station. Look into the base chapel for support, whether it's PWOC or CWOC. My husband was encouraged by the chaplains he met, and so was I. Oh, and she advises, definitely get plugged into chapel services or a church. And there are several episodes about military marriage and communication and preparing for deployment, so take a look at those. Melanie Ranson just says, be very careful who you make friends with. And that's probably very true. Well, this went a little bit longer than I intended. Again, I want to say thank you to everybody that contributed. And I hope that if you are a new military spouse, that this helps you in some way. Of course, we couldn't cover everything. We may have to do a part two later on. Go back and search through the past episodes and you'll find all sorts of resources and interviews with amazing guests. So I hope that if you're a new military spouse, this encourages you in some way. Please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to the MilSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at MilSpouseMatters.com or on social media as @MilSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.